All right, welcome to the episode, everybody. On this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody, so some issues with my interview stuff. That's okay. So we're just going to talk about another one of my current favorite newer artists out there in the comic book world and just in art in general, because he does amazing stuff outside of comic books. His name is Christian Ward. Christian, he paints. How do I put this? It's like digital watercolors. And I'll have links for his website and stuff. You can see what I'm talking about. But a couple of the books that I will be talking about today of his are three of his, I guess we'll talk about all three. Three of his creator owned work he did with a couple, different, writers. We will start, I guess we'll go from newest to oldest, I would think. It would probably be the best thing to do. So, yeah, we'll go from his newest work to his oldest work. If I can get the pages lined up here right. There we go. Ha-ha. Booyah. So, creator-owned work, if you guys don't know, is work created by the artists that make it, so the writers and anybody. It's not one owned by a publishing house, so it's not owned by Marvel or DC or Image. It's completely created and owned by the writer and the artists and whoever else they work with, if they have a colorist and an inker, as well as a letterist. It's very popular right now. It's where some of the best books are coming from. You have Image is the biggest purveyor of those, because Image doesn't actually have a line of their own characters. Image was a company brought together by a bunch of artists and writers who wanted to create their own stuff outside of the characters that were owned by Marvel and DC at the time, and they created Image. It was Jim Lee and Seth MacFarlane, or Todd McFarlane, Seth MacFarlane, Todd MacFarlane. Good Lord. And a bunch of people. I mean, it's a bunch of names you might not actually know either, but it helped spark the careers of the things like Spawn and The Walking Dead with Robert Kirkman. Invincible, which I've talked about on the show before, and a lot of those ones they're all creator owned. So the creators of it own the property; they can do what they want with it. And Image just puts it out for them, so they have a way to print the book and get it out into stores, into people's hands. And that was an early way. Nowadays, it's actually there's a lot of outlets for creators to do the thing. The difference is now it's harder because there is such a large and it's such a large industry that Image is one of the best ways for someone who wants to create something of their own to go about it, because a lot of the big houses don't really do it so much. So that's why, I mean, if you ever go to a comic shop or if you look online, Image has multiple books every week and you're like, how is that possible? It's because they're just putting them out and the artists and the creators are actually doing all the work. They're just getting it out, but they're such a big name now, thanks to Spawn and Walking Dead and all these big names, that they have this way of taking this creative outlet these people have and getting it out to the masses in a much larger way. And so many amazing books have come out of Image. It's ridiculous, but we're not here to talk about Image. We're here to talk about Christian Ward. So Christian, like I was saying, his art is like digital watercolors. It's very surreal. He does an amazing. He's really good at surrealish looking stuff and very sci-fi stuff, if you ask me. Some of his sci-fi work is the best, and we'll talk about a couple of those here in a little minute. But the first book I'm going to talk about is called Olympus. Olympus is a book, in a way, written or basically based on the Olympic gods. It was written by Nathan Edmondson, who's written a tons of different things. He's done a run on Punisher. He did Black Widow. He has a really good independent an image book as well called Activity, which is about this group of I don't want to say wet works, but special operatives they're a black ops outfit in the U.S. Army called the Intelligence Support Activity, which is or known as ISA, but it's called the Activity. It's a fan. If you like espionage war books, I recommend Activity a lot. It has nothing to do with Christian Ward other than the fact that Christian Ward worked with Nathan Edmondson on Olympus. But if you do like war style books and like that stuff, I'd check them out. I check out Activity for sure. If I'm not mistaken, it actually got optioned for either a movie or TV show. I can't remember what it was. Nathan's done a lot of things though, that revolve around there. He's done a lot of, work on different properties. And I think he's done a lot of TV work stuff too. But anyways, I digress from Nathan Edmondson. We're talking about, Christian. So Christian made this, with Nathan and Tommy Lee Edwards and Jeff Powell. It is, what's the best way to talk about Olympus? Olympus is basically Zeus granted eternal life to two brothers and bound them to his service for 3,000 years. They are hunting in an exiled god only with their only in their hunt they release onto Earth one of Hades' most dangerous prisoners. It's basically the premise of it. It's four issues long. The art is gorgeous. It's some of Christian's early comic book work, interiors as well as covers. So it's a little bit rougher than some of his other stuff, especially some of the stuff I'm going to talk about a little bit later. It's still a fantastic book and a gorgeous book to read, and it's really fun. The story is really cool. It's short because it's only four issues, but it's a really fun four issues. And I think you really like it a lot if you take a gander at it. But it's a fun little adventure you go on with these two brothers that, are basically need to unfuck their fuck up, as some would say, and put the demon back in the box. And it's a fun little thing. So that's Olympus with Nathan Edmondson and Christian Ward. Next up is one of my all time favorite books, not just because of Christian or the writer, both which are fantastic. The book I am talking about is Infinite Vacation. I don't believe I've talked about it on this podcast. I've talked about the main one, I believe, with the guys. But this is written by Nick Spencer, also lettered by Jeff Powell, just like Olympus was. And with pencils and inks and colors all done by Christian, because well, I can't imagine anybody being able to really, really do a decent job the way he does it. But he does all digital for the most part for all of his stuff. So he doesn't really need to have an inker or a colorist. Kind of does his own thing. So this is the premise of Infinite Vacation. So, again, Nick Spencer is the writer, Christian Ward is the artist. In a world where people can buy, swap, and live infinite versions of themselves all from the comfort of their smartphones, Nick Spencer's new epic takes place in a not too distant future. However, because of this, people get lazy and complacent and decide it's easier to swap realities than work for their goals. This helps breed dead-enders, a group of anti-infinite vacationers. So I'm not going to spoil what's going on in it, but basically you're following this the main character in the book. His name is Mark. He basically is on one of his infant vacations, on a vacation, and shit starts going awry. But he meets this girl who he believes he falls in love with. But he basically keeps running into her in different places. I'm trying to avoid spoiling it for you because I really want you to read the book because it's a really good book. Plus, the art is gorgeous. So much so, I bought Valentine's Day this year. I treated myself. Christian released an art print from this book, and this is it's from issue 5, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I could probably look it up. It's actually right next to me here. I have the hardcover, which is gorgeous, by the way, if you don't want to buy all the individual issues, which is super tough to do. I want to say it's got to be 5. Yeah, it's issue 5 that it takes place. It's called The Kiss. It's an embrace between the two of them. But it's this gorgeous background of color splashing and rotating around and then them in the brace together. It's a gorgeous image. I'll post it on the Facebooks and all that fun stuff. So check that one out because it's really fun. The story is it's very sci-fi. Like I said, he does a really good job with sci-fi. Not so much this is like all technology, but like there's a lot of the same person, but variations of the person. It's a really interesting story because there's infinite universes you can jump into. There's an infinite amount of versions of you out there to always find an interesting or a different life experience to be on. So there's all different versions of you. There could be the everyday version, the everyday normal you version, if you're the normal one. There could be one that it was in the army that ended up losing his legs. You could have one who was a girl. You could have one who, I mean, there's a bunch of different versions you can have of you through the different ones. But one of the cool things is that if you break a law or you try to stay in someone else's reality, a cop version of you, there's always going to be one, will come and get you. So it's an interesting way to do it. But the dead enders are ones that don't believe in leaving, so they don't give up their reality or go to anyone else's reality. So it's a really fun little way of doing it. Whatever. There's a bunch I could talk about that would spoil it, and I don't want to because I think y'all need to read it because it's amazing. The art is fantastic. Nick Spencer is one of my favorite writers, which, speaking of which, I've talked about. I don't think I've ever talked about any of Nick's books on here, but I talked about Invincible, and Nick Spencer is actually going to be writing with writing a new Spider-Man book with the artist from Invincible, which is pretty cool. But I'll talk about more of that when it comes out. I'm gonna read that shit. But anyways, I digress. I got off track. Nick Spencer's amazing. You should read all this stuff. He's done a bunch of Marvel stuff. He has another creator-owned book called Morning Glories on Image. You can read too. But he's done a lot of really good Marvel books. He's the one, if you guys know or follow or hear about some of the stuff happening, he's the one that turned Cap into a Hydra agent. So don't let that scare you away because people are like, oh no, that's not good. No, it's actually really good. So check that out too. But that's more on that at another time, I guess, because we'll talk about that too. It's going to be pretty fantastic too when he takes over Spider-Man here pretty quickly. But Infinite Vacation is phenomenal. You can, this one's only 5 issues, one more than the Olympus. Fun little story to do. You can do a collector's edition as a trade paperback or the hardcover if you really want a nice gorgeous layout of the book. It's very well done in a nice Image does a really good job of hardcover editions of their books. If you've never seen any of their big editions, they do really big collections. They have one for probably their biggest ones. They have ones for Saga. They have one for Sex Criminals. They have a bunch of ones, but you can get the collected edition of Infinite Vacation through Image, either as a trade paperback or the hardcover. You'll probably still be able to get a hold of too. Either one's going to be gorgeous. I like hardcovers because it holds better when you're reading it. But whatever, you can do however you want. I'm not going to tell you. If you get it digitally too, Christian's work is amazing digitally. If you're one of the people who has a really nice iPad, like an iPad Pro, or one of the newer ones, newish ones. The Pros are obviously the newest ones, because they have a really, really bright, colorful screen, and his art just pops out of it. It's amazing. So you do that way too. I don't know if Olympus has done that, is available that way. But I know Infinite Vacation is, and I recommend that quite a bit. Next up in Christian's work, he worked, so the next one I'm going to talk about, was his and Matt Fraction's run on, or take on, the Odyssey. It takes place in space. It's a very different take on it. It's done in space with planets instead of countries. Basically, it's in a way a gender swap of the tale of Ulysses through the Odyssey. It's the art. This is where Christian really got to kind of like unfurl his wings, as you'd say, and like really, really create crazy stuff. Because Matt Fraction is an amazing writer. He does Sex Criminals with Chip Zdarsky, which is an amazing book. But he's done a lot of things. He's worked on a lot of other books for Marvel, and I think a few DC, not a whole lot of DC stuff, a whole lot of Marvel stuff. Iron Man, he worked on some Civil War stuff. He did an amazing run on Hawkeye. Really, really brought Hawkeye kind of the forefront. He's worked on Iron Fist, Fantastic Four, X-Men. He has two creator-owned books through Image, one called Satellite Sam, which is a very adult book, and one called Casanova, which does sound like a very adult book. It is actually an adult book. It's got a lot in it, too. But you can check those out ones too. Those ones are amazing as well. Satellite Sam is really fun because it's super, super raunchy, which is amazing. But if you really want a good book from Matt Fraction and you don't want something super racy like Sex Criminals, which is fantastic, or Satellite Sam, pick up his run on Hawkeye. I believe he did 2 volumes, I think, of it. Which I could probably tell you how many if I really looked at it, but I don't know. It might have been actually maybe it's more than that. He did a run with David Aja, whose art is fantastic as well. But it's a really good, really, really, really good Hawkeye book. Who doesn't get a lot of play up since his movie roles are very short and kind of misunderstood in a way. But yeah, I'd recommend that one for sure. Because it's fantastic. He's really good in that. He does a really good job with that too. But back to Christian and Odyssey. So there's this galactic war that happens. It lasts for hundreds of years. Odysseus, the clever champion, and her compatriots begin their longest, strangest trip yet, the one home. So if you know anything about the Odyssey, it is about Odysseus and his return again, the old one of the Odyssey, the original story it's based on, the Greek myths or whatever, on his way home, he runs into all these different creatures and adventures, just trying to get home to his wife, his family, basically. This is the same type of thing, but it is gender swapped. It's Odysseus is a girl in this, and it's basically all about her trip home. It's described as a gender bent, eye popping, psychedelic science fiction odyssey, which is funny because it's Odyssey. It's spelled ODY-C, Odyssey. The covers are awesome, especially cover 7. They play up the usage of the image logo. If you don't know what it is, it's an oval sitting on top of a box that makes it look like an eye, like a big squatty fat eye. But they do a really cool thing with the cover of C, has this very effeminate, in a way, man standing there. One hand is draped over his head, and he has this like look on his face, this like longing look on his face, eyes are closed, whatever, sensual. And one hand is rubbing his nipples, and the image logo is upside down, and it makes it look like a penis. Super hilarious. Very fun way of doing it. But you should check out the series for sure. The cover images alone are just breathtaking. But in issue 1, which if you can find one that doesn't have a fucked up ink spot, and I think I have 3 issues because of it, because there's a full, right when it opens up, the cover of it is amazing. Cover is just like, it looks like this almost like reverse black hole where all these colors are going into this big bright spot. When you open it opens up in this giant like map essentially of it. It's, oh man, it's fantastic. So good. So Odyssey is a really fun book to play around with, to read, cause it does, it goes, I don't want to say shot for shot of like the original story, but it goes along the whole thing. And like, there's, really cool visuals that they use because they're not stuck on Earth. They don't have to use Earthbound physics and stuff. There's these ginormous characters that take place in it, and just a really gorgeous book in general, but a really fun adventure to go through too. So doesn't ruin the story of Ulysses and all that fun stuff, but it's a Odysseus. I keep saying Odysseus. Odysseus. So read it for sure. It's a really, really, really fun adventure book to poke around in and read. Again, you can buy it in a trade paperback. I believe there is one volume of it. I think they did one big version of it. I think I have it on here too. I have a lot of books, so it's hard to say if it's next to me or like behind me or in the other room, but it's amazing as well. Again, it's all about Christian Ward's art. Matt Fraction's, again, one of my favorite writers. He does a lot of crazy shit. He's really fucking good at a writer as well. But the 3 books, Olympus, Infinite Vacation, and Odyssey, oddly enough, all in Image Comics. You can get them all directly from Image or on Comixology, which actually, real quick, not that they're a sponsor of mine, but I want to talk about this real quick. I wish they were a sponsor of mine. It would be amazing. But if you really want to read a bunch of books, but you want to give it like a low price, check out Comixology Unlimited. It's $6 a month, and they have hundreds of books, and they keep adding more every month. There's a lot of back issue from Image. They have some Marvel stuff on there. I think there's some DC stuff on there too. There's Ninja Turtle stuff on there. There's all sorts of good stuff. I've been reading some Valiant stuff on there. I've read some other Valiant stuff, but I've been rereading a bunch of the early stuff from like Divinity and Ninjak and a couple other ones, mainly ones that Ryan was working on because I wanted to reread them after talking to Ryan about stuff a couple episodes ago on this show. But check it out. You can do a free 30-day trial. No strings attached. If you like it, you can continue on for $5.99 a month. If you, the other cool thing about it too is it's all digital, so you can get it on your phone if you want to read it on there. You can do it on an iPad. You can do it on a computer, Windows 10 computer. You can do it on a Mac. You can do it on anything like that. Windows 10, you can download the Kindle app and you can actually use it in the Kindle. Comixology doesn't have a dedicated app yet, I don't think, on Windows 10, but you can use it through the Kindle app. You can read it directly from the website. It displays like a PDF, basically. But you can download it for offline use through the app. It's an excellent value. There's so much to read on there. It's always evolving, too, which is kind of a bad thing and a good thing. So you need to, like, if you find something you want to read, you kind of have to get through it. But I've been reading the Valiant stuff. There's a book I wanted to read called Elephant Men. I started reading that. That's a really fucking crazy book. I'll talk about that another time. Another weird sci-fi fucking thing. I just saw it one time. They have some of the stuff like Fables, which I talked about on the show. I could probably pull it up and tell you if there's some other stuff like Odyssey and stuff on there. But you should check it out. If you're an Amazon Prime member, like I said, you can get a 30-day trial for free. I think you have to be a Prime member to do it. But also with it, you get discounts on books too, like digital versions of the book. So if you find something you like, or you find something on there, you actually can get a discount on single issues as well as collections on there as well, which is pretty cool. I think it's a really good deal. And again, they're not paying me to say this. I'm actually paying for the service myself. But you should really check it out if you want to read more comic books, or just want to start reading comic books, or you want a kind of variety. It's a really cool way to get a lot of cool books you may not have a chance to read, but that's, you can, if you don't like it, you're not really wasting your money so much as just it's there. You know, you can use it whenever you want. I just pulled up the website real quick, so let me check real quick to see if Odyssey or Infinite Vacation, any of those are on there, and you can use that as a way to read it, because they're phenomenal books and the art looks amazing on there. Does not look like that is available through Unlimited. Hold on a second. Let me see if the series, this one. No, it doesn't look like that one's available through the Unlimited. They usually have a banner on them if they're available that way. Oh, there's two volumes, volume one and volume two, for Odyssey, by the way, for the collections, or the Omnibus, which is all 12 issues in one together. Odyssey's not. I wonder if. It doesn't matter. You can look it up. Anyways, try if you want to read a bunch of cool books or get a chance to look at a bunch of books. There's a lot of Hellboy stuff on there. There's a lot of cool, really cool shit on there. But anyways, that's it for this week's episode. I'll have all the links to Christian's various stuff. He's very active on Twitter. He posts some stuff on Instagram. It kind of varies, but I'll give you his website as well. So you can look at a bunch of the different stuff he's done, because he's done a bunch of covers for different books, and then his original creative stuff he has on there too, like his tributes to Doctor Strange and some of the other covers he's done. But yeah, you should check it out. Christian Ward is his name. If you're listening to this on your phone, the Facebook page or the description should be available in the description box of whatever, however you got the this episode streamed or downloaded. You should be able to have them on there too. But that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. I have been Cody, and we were talking about Christian Ward, the awesome art of. So thanks, guys, and as usual, let's be awesome.